Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the Sky. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years. Coming up on 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and he's the author of a number of books, but I don't want to talk about the ones he's already written. You can find those wherever books are sold. Tim, I want to talk about your new book that's coming out in a couple of months. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. It's called Impact. Great Leadership Changes Everything.
So true. You
know, it really is true. Great leadership changes everything. And so this book is about how to become a great leader, whether you're a member of a one-man shop or whether you've got hundreds of people working for you. It's about how to be a great leader.
And leadership is multifaceted, isn't it?
It really is.
The execution of leadership, the practice of being a leader, is multifaceted, and some of it is blocking and tackling, and some of it is emotional, isn't it?
Well, it is. And the thing that I say in the book is that we have to also lead from within. Mm-hmm. If you're inside, if your core is working properly, it's going to help you be a great leader. If your core has been breached, like I wrote about in Derail, you're going to have trouble.
So talk to us some more about that.
Well, one of the things that I think is really important, and we were talking earlier about some of the lessons learned from this healthcare debacle,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that I think it's important for your listeners to hear is that even if you are the head guy, even if you're the founder of the business, if you're the person who's taking it from nothing to a successful operation, you need to be accountable to someone. And that's a critical lesson learned, that accountability is such an important part of this. And in other words, we need to have somebody that we respond to, that we report to, if you will, even though mm-hmm. we may be the owner and the head guy. I advocate getting a personal board of advisors. Even if you're a small business, I think having a board of directors or board of advisors of some kind can be helpful. And they need to hold us accountable not only for the task that we're doing, but also how we're going about it as a person.
That's the reason why I really encourage people to join some kind of a CEO roundtable.
Yes,
whether exactly. whether it's an ad hoc group you put together or one of the formal ones. You know, there are several of them out there. Just be part of a group, as you say, Tim, that can hold you accountable. Leaders helping other leaders, right?
Exactly. And I personally benefit from that. I have some guys that I meet with every month, and it's a place to test our ideas and to make sure our motives are right, and it's very, very important. And even if you're the owner of the business, I think it almost says that's more important for you.
And here's an example, folks, to come back to, and not to pick on him, but he's just a great example, folks. President Obama is a great example of a horrible leader, because the best place he could have gotten feedback, the best place he could have gotten he could have found some accountability, would have been from his own members of his own party in Congress and members of the Republican Party. He didn't have to agree with them. He didn't have to do what they said. But he could have spent some time with them to see what was on their mind. You know, I mean, you can learn from anybody, can't you?
Well, Jim, that's right. And I think one of his problems as a leader is that he tends to be dismissive of other people. He has this sense that I'm the smartest guy in the room, and he just tends to be dismissive. He doesn't show an interest in listening. He doesn't show any interest. All of the great programs that have been created in this country, even Social Security and Medicare and some of these things, were done with cooperation from both sides of the political aisle.
Right.
This was the first major thing that's ever been done in our country's history where not one member of the opposing party voted in favor of it.
That's
staggering.
Let me tell you a little quick story about to prove your point. Not long after the first election, there were meetings, bipartisan meetings in the White House, and they were discussing reform. And one of the Republicans, and I know his name, but it doesn't matter who it is, one of the Republicans offered an opposing view just because that's what you do when you're having discussions around a table. And the president dismissed him and said, look, we won. That's what you mean by dismissive.
Yeah, that's exactly what
And any leader who says, look, I'm the boss, I signed the front of the checks. Now, there that doesn't mean that when you're a leader, there aren't some non-negotiables. I want to make sure we point that out, Tim. As the leader, as the person who's responsible for getting this company over the finish line, there have to be some non-negotiables, which is also part of leadership, isn't it?
It is part of leadership. And one of the things leaders have to do is they have to set direction for their companies.
Mm-hmm.
And deciding where you're going, what the mission is, that's a leader's prerogative. But very often, how we carry that out, how we get there, how we implement some of these ideas needs to be highly collaborative. And some of the smartest people in the organization are the people doing the work.
Yeah.
And they can help us steer around lots and lots of problems if we just respect them and show some humility and invite them to give us feedback, invite them to participate.
Tim, I need a website, please, and the name of the new book, too, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. That's T-I-M-I-R-W-I-N. DrTimIrwin.com. And the new book is called Impact. Great Leadership Changes Everything.
And we're going to launch it on this show in a couple of months. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Tim Irwin. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.